There are true crime fans, and then there are true crime experts. See where you fall in the Parcast trivia podcast, Killer Knowledge. Uncover more about some of the most shocking topics from history, such as the Manson family, Jonestown, and even Jimmy Hoffa. I had so much fun competing in episode 2 against my good friend and co-host, Greg. It was a no-holds-barred match that I hope you enjoy. Here's Carter to tell you more about his new show.
Thank you so much. Every Tuesday on my new trivia show, Killer Knowledge, two players go head-to-head to correctly answer multiple-choice true crime questions. Whoever gains the most points after 20 questions wins. With each question and answer comes additional context surrounding the topic, enlightening even the most knowledgeable true crime lover. Play along in this exclusive clip from our second episode with a couple of very special contestants and Parcast host extraordinaires, Greg and Vanessa, and see how well you measure up. If you want to listen to the full episode, follow Killer Knowledge free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. The 1960s were a decade of divisiveness and change. While some protested peacefully, Charles Manson and his followers made sure this era of counterculture ended in bloodshed. The summer of 69 is now forever synonymous with the Manson family murders. Welcome to Killer Knowledge, a Parcast original. I'm Carter Roy. And it's time to learn some true crime history as two players go head-to-head in this 20-question trivia podcast. Every episode, we cover a new topic, like the headline-making Zodiac murders that shocked the nation, violent mobsters like John Gotti who gunned their way to the top, and serial killers like Ted Bundy who craved notoriety. This week, we're looking back at the Manson family murders that resonated beyond the California hippie culture. Joining me today are two very special guests ready to show off their incredibly deep true crime expertise, hosts of multiple podcasts here on the Parcast Network, Greg Polson and Vanessa Richardson. Are you both ready to face off?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Vanessa's in. Greg's trepidatious.
Well, all right. Yeah.
And to you, our listeners, play along as we find out who has killer knowledge. Greg and Vanessa, welcome to the show. We'll get into the trivia in just a minute, but first, before we start, let's remind our listeners you can play along with more episodes of Killer Knowledge and find other Parcast originals on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. We also want to hear from you, our listeners. Leave us a review wherever you're listening and reach out on Facebook and Instagram at Parcast and on Twitter at Parcast Network. Greg and Vanessa, let's lay out the rules of Killer Knowledge for you and our Parcast listeners. There will be 20 multiple-choice questions, A, B, and C, broken up into three rounds. Well, fair warning, the questions will get more difficult as the game plays on. A correct answer earns you the point for that question. An incorrect answer gives the other player the chance to get it right. Greg, if you buzz in first, we'll hear this sound. Vanessa, your buzzer sounds like this. And one player will be eliminated in round two, while the other will move on to play for some amazing prizes, including the Parcast Golden Headphones. Make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, let's play Killer Knowledge. Here we go with round one. For this first round, the questions will follow the story of how a young Charles Manson developed into the cult leader we know today. Well, Manson had a rough childhood. He was born in 1934 to a 16-year-old runaway mother in Cincinnati, Ohio, and a father who was a well-known local con artist from Kentucky. After being in and out of a boys' school in Indiana, Manson eventually found himself living with an aunt and uncle. Truancy became an issue for young Charles, but it wasn't long before things got more serious. Manson got caught stealing from his uncle on Christmas Day in 1947, when he was just 13 years old. Here's question number one. What did Manson get caught stealing? A, money. B, a gun. C, cigarettes. Vanessa.
I believe it was a gun.
You are correct. A gun it was. After that incident, Manson was returned to the boys' school, but he ran away again. Okay, so we're off and running. Vanessa 1, Greg 0. After running away from school this time, Manson got involved with a group of petty criminals. This is when his own criminal record would begin. So, for question number 2, what did Charles Manson first get arrested for as a child? A. Arson. B. Assault. C. Burglary. We have a taker with Vanessa.
I'm going to say his first was burglary.
Burglary is the right answer. At the time, he was with a friend's uncle when the police caught them at a grocery store in Illinois. At 13 years old, he was then sent to the very strict Indiana Boys School. Vanessa with 2 points, Greg at 0. While at the Indiana Boys School, Manson claimed he was severely bullied and assaulted. In response, he developed a defense mechanism in which he would screech and wave his arms to scare off his attackers. For question number 3, what did young Charles Manson call his defense tactic? A. The insane game. B. The bully game. C. The screaming game. Greg.
A. The insane game.
That is correct. He's on the board.
The fangs are out now.
It's happening. Now, Manson was small as a boy. Even as an adult, many believed he was somewhere between 5'2 and 5'6 tops. So as a very short, skinnier child, Charles hoped the insane game would give him leverage and convince anyone trying to attack him that he was crazy and would leave him alone. All right, Greg is on the board, so it is now 2-1 in favor of Vanessa. Now, you won't be surprised to hear that Charles eventually escaped the Indiana Boys School with some other kids. They were eventually caught in a stolen car in Utah. 16-year-old Charles Manson was attempting to make his way to California, which we know he would do years later. But from 1951 to 1961, Manson would end up in prison multiple times, from juvenile detention centers to maximum security facilities. But he didn't waste his time in jail. In 1961, 26-year-old Manson would find himself imprisoned in McNeil Island, Washington. Well, that's where he learned to play an instrument from famous Depression-era gangster Alvin Creepy Karpus. Here's question number 4. What instrument did he learn to play in prison? A. Piano. B. Guitar. C. Harmonica. Vanessa.
B. Guitar.
B. Guitar is correct. It is now 3-1, Vanessa. And Charles Manson also educated himself in other ways while he was locked up in Washington. He reportedly spent 150 hours studying a religion before deciding it was too crazy for him. For question number 5, what religion did Charles Manson reportedly spend 150 hours studying? A. Christian Science. B. Mormonism. C. Scientology. Vanessa's in there.
It's C, Scientology.
Scientology is the right answer. It's believed Manson studied Scientology from a cellmate in McNeil Island. It's even been reported that he declared himself a Scientologist in the summer of 1961, but in reality was never an official member. After auditing the religion, the story goes he declared it too crazy. So we now stand at Vanessa 4, Greg 1, but don't worry, Greg, there is a long way to go. Well, even though Manson was still imprisoned in Washington, a popular urban legend says that in 1965, he auditioned to join a popular rock band. Here's question number 6. What influential 60s rock band did Manson allegedly want to join? A. The Beach Boys. B. The Monkees. C. The Doors. Greg.
The Beach Boys. A.
That is incorrect.
It seemed to make most sense.
Vanessa, opens the door for you. You can guess.
I think The Doors?
Also incorrect.
Really?
No. I had to be. No.
He wanted to be in the Monkees.
It is the Monkees. That was the rumored band.
Rumored.
A Monkees member, Mickey Dolenz, confessed it was a joke he made that got interpreted as fact. The rumor was also debunked since Manson was still serving time in 1965. So the point tally doesn't change. Still
yeah.
Vanessa 4, Greg 1. Now in March 1967, at 32 years old, Charles Manson would be released from prison and finally make his way to California. But he had one request before being released. Question number 7. What was Manson's request before being released? A, he wanted to stay in prison. B, he wanted his record cleared. C, he wanted his cellmate released too. Greg.
A, he wanted to stay in prison.
A is the correct answer. He wanted to stay in prison since by this time he had spent more than half his life behind bars. It made his prison cell feel more like home than any place he knew. Okay, with that, Greg now has 2 points, so it is 4-2 in favor of Vanessa. Well, we now know Charles Manson the early years, so as we bring this round to a close, let's transition from prison to freedom in California. After being released, Manson made his way to San Francisco right as the Summer of Love was starting. The hippie culture at the time boded well for Manson's unconventional lifestyle and love of hallucinogenic drugs, and he began attracting groupies. Soon, he was pushing religious philosophies on them. So, for question number 8, which spiritual figure did several followers soon compare to Charles Manson? A, Jesus Christ. B, the Dalai Lama. C, Muhammad. Vanessa.
Jesus Christ, A.
Yes, that is right. Jesus Christ is right. Manson began talking about the end of the world and the judgment of humanity, which only pushed their comparisons to Jesus more. So it is now 5-2 in favor of Vanessa. Soon Manson and his family of 6 women moved towards Los Angeles, settling in various areas. This is when Manson's interest in being a singer-songwriter comes into play. But for question number 9, which member of the Beach Boys did they meet and move in with for a summer? A, Dennis Wilson. B, Brian Wilson. C, Carl Wilson. Greg?
B, Brian Wilson.
That is incorrect, I'm afraid. Do you have a guess?
A, Dennis Wilson.
Dennis Wilson is correct. He met 2 of Manson's followers when he picked them up hitchhiking on Sunset Boulevard and took them to his rental home. Little did he know, the entire family would eventually show up and stay. Manson even shared his desire to be a musician with Wilson, who introduced him to industry contacts, including executive Terry Melcher, who at the time lived on Cielo Drive in Los Angeles. Okay, the score stands at 6-2 in favor of Vanessa. Now, after Dennis Wilson purposely let his lease expire and moved out of his rental home, Manson and his followers discovered what would become their headquarters in the San Fernando Valley. Question number 10 to finish out this round. What was the name of the ranch where the Manson family would become famously based? A, Topanga Ranch. B, Spawn Ranch. C, Calamigos Ranch. Greg.
B, Spawn Ranch.
That is correct. Now, the Spawn Ranch was an old 55-acre movie ranch used for westerns in Chatsworth, California. And it's where Manson would settle his family and really begin to push his Armageddon conspiracies. Okay, with that point, Greg is up to 3, and Vanessa still has 6. And we are now at the halfway mark. We've followed Manson from troubled child to full-blown California cult leader. When we come back, the trivia gets more difficult in round 2 as we get into Charles Manson's teachings that ultimately lead to murder. And one of our players will be eliminated from the game.
Why looking at me?
To find out what happens next, listen to Killer Knowledge free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.